Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive into the markets. Today we're breaking down NextEra Energy, the big player in utilities that's quietly positioning itself at the center of the AI power boom. NextEra has been grabbing plenty of attention lately, with investors searching it heavily and analysts noting its unique exposure to surging data center demand. The stock sits around $90 right now, and we're going to unpack whether that price makes sense given its growth story and the broader utility landscape. NextEra operates mainly through Florida Power & Light, its regulated utility serving millions of customers, and NextEra Energy Resources, the competitive clean energy arm. Headquartered in Juneau Beach, Florida, the company has grown into North America's largest renewable energy generator, while maintaining a rock-solid regulated base that delivers predictable cash flows. CEO John Ketchum has steered it toward big infrastructure bets that align perfectly with rising electricity needs from AI data centers. Looking at revenue, the split tells a clear story. Florida Power & Light contributed about $18.3 billion last year, while the NEAR segment added roughly $8.8 billion. That regulated piece provides stability, but the energy resources side is where the real growth torque comes from, as it builds out powered hubs with partners like Google. On the earnings front, NextEra just topped second quarter estimates with $1.15 per share versus the $1.09 consensus. That's up from $1.05 a year ago, showing steady momentum. The company has a solid history of beating expectations, and the recent results highlight how its dual-engine model is firing on both cylinders. Management commentary from the latest call emphasized robust large load demand from AI developers in Florida and continued progress on renewable projects. They highlighted strategic investments that support long-term growth while keeping the balance sheet healthy enough to fund dividends and expansion. The tone was confident, focusing on execution and the structural tailwinds from electrification trends. From a financial statement perspective, revenue has climbed steadily to $27.5 billion in the latest full year, with net income around $6.8 billion. Operating cash flow remains strong at over $12 billion, though heavy capital spending on growth projects keeps free cash flow negative in some periods. The balance sheet shows manageable leverage with debt to equity under 0.2, and the dividend yield sits near 2.7%, backed by consistent payout growth. For the valuation setup, we used a forward PE model given the company's mature growth profile and reliable analyst estimates. Model confidence is high because forward EPS forecasts are positive and the stable utility characteristics fit this approach well. The model puts fair value somewhere around $80 compared with the current price near $90, suggesting the stock trades a bit above our rough fair value zone. What drives this is a terminal multiple around 23, projected EPS growth near 8%, and an 8% discount rate that reflects the low-risk regulated cash flows. Changing those assumptions can move the number quite a bit, so you can run your own valuation on the MarketSnap intrinsic value calculator on the site to see how the outcome shifts. On the SWOT side, strengths include the regulated Florida utilities' steady returns and the clean energy platform's scale in renewables. Weaknesses center on capital intensity and occasional negative free cash flow during heavy buildouts. Opportunities lie in AI-driven power demand and continued renewable expansion, while threats include regulatory shifts, interest rate sensitivity, and competition in the merchant power space. Recent performance shows the stock up 25% over the past year, but down about 7.5% in the last 3 months, lagging the broader industry a bit. That pullback could offer a longer-term entry if the growth thesis holds. My take is that NextEra remains a high-quality compounder in a sector that's suddenly exciting again thanks to data centers. Even if the model sees it trading a touch rich at current levels, the combination of regulated stability and renewable upside makes it worth holding for patient investors who believe in the multi-year electrification trend. I'd watch for any further dips below $85 as potential accumulation points. That's the full picture on NextEra. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.